मंदिर
everybody. My name's Ken Curtis, and I'm proud to say I'm one of the sons of the pioneers, and speaking for all the pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You gang, I want to welcome you to the Lucky You Ranch. Of course, the best way for us to welcome you is with a song, so we're going to fire one up right now.
I'm in the southern tune. When a man came along, baby, hush my song, kick me off away out there.
That was way out there, and at the speed we were going, we almost got there before we started.
And George, don't forget it now. Get going, then, because we need it right away, will you?
No, I won't, Shug, and say thanks a lot for letting me help. Don't worry, I'll hurry.
Shug.
Okay.
Shug.
You don't have to shout my hearing 2020.
Where is George going?
He's just taking a little walk.
Shug. Did you, by any chance, send George on another wild goose chase?
I can't stop to make idle conversation now, Kenneth. I've got some important work to do.
Shug, The important thing is, where is George Putnam?
Oh, he'll be back.
When?
Well, soon.
Shug, In case you've forgotten, George Putnam just happens to be the one who tells our listeners all about the Planter's product. This is no time to be sending him away. That is, unless you did it deliberately so he could take his place. Did you do that?
Why, Kenneth, you hurt me to the quick. I wouldn't do a sneaky thing like that, even though I know I could do a better job of it.
Oh, you know you could do a better job than George Putnam?
Well, I ain't one to brag, but I've been taking a correspondence course in elocution, clueless. In clean of ocean movement. If I have to explain it, public speaking.
All right, Shug. What do you fellas think about it?
I think you're right, Ken. Shug's been trying to get George out of the way for a long time so he could make a speech. So, Shug, now's your time, boy.
Well, I guess you fellas are finally realizing who's who around the Lucky You.
Well, never mind, Shug. We'll decide that when you're all through.
Now, don't rush me. In fact, I'm going to do something that will revolutionize the whole peanut business.
What, Chuck?
Well, now that we're here in Hollywood at this big ABC studio, I'm going down and mangle with the ordinance.
You mean be democratic, huh?
Let's not mix politics in this. I'm going down and ask the people just what they think about Planter's peanuts.
All right, you just go right ahead, Chuck. Stand back, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the correspondent school's answer to George Putnam, Shug Fisher.
Thank you, Kenneth.
How about it, Shug?
I'm right down here in the middle of the ordinance now. Hey, what's your name?
Carl Nelson.
Carl Nelson?
Yes.
Glad to have you down here, Carl. Do you like Planter's peanuts?
Yes, I do.
Well, good boy. Here's a package. Just guffle right down on them, will you?
Thank you.
Eat them and enjoy them. We like them too, bud. Hello.
What's your name? Would you tell me?
Louise
Nocus. Leo's who?
Louise
Nocus. Where are you from, Los Angeles, right here in town, huh? Well, good. Glad to have you. And come back to see us again and hear you. And here are some more. These are planters. Hope you enjoy them. Come back to see them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, sir.
How do you do?
What's your name?
Mr. Peanut.
Don't try to kid an old hand at this business, bud. Oh, what's your name?
Harry Guffey.
Harry Guffey, I'm mighty glad to know you, Harry. I'm going to play a little game with you, bud.
Sure.
Now, listen, I'd like to ask you a few quick questions, and if you ever want you answer right, I'm going to give you a package of Planters peanuts.
Wonderful.
All right, now let's see, what is the Planters Peanuts trademark?
Mr. Peanut.
I grab you right. Here. Right there you are. Now, let's see. We do a lot of advertising. I'm speaking of we. That's Planters Peanuts, you know. We do a lot of advertising, and there's a high sign that advertises Planters Peanuts somewhere. Where is it? Real high, too.
New York City?
That burned you anyhow. Here's another package of peanuts.
Hey, Shug.
Huh?
Look, Shug, I want to
get
talk
away,
with
get
you.
Get away, get away, get
away. No, really, I want to talk with you for just a second. Get away.
Go on, leave me alone. Hey, I got another question I'd like to ask you. What is the trademark of Planters Peanuts?
You asked him that one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing all right here. I'm thinking up something. Let's see. Where's my question? I had some here. Let's see. I got one in my mind right now. What else do they make besides just Planters peanuts?
Oh, peanut oil, peanut butter.
Give me another packet. Here you are. I got another question here for you. Just hold your horses, bud. I fixed these up myself. About how long has the folks been in business?
Oh, right nigh on to 45 years.
Dad burned you.
See,
what'd you say your name was again?
Harry Guffey.
Say,
Harry
sure,
Guffey.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been trying to cut in here for a long time. Do you realize who you're talking to?
Mr. Guffey.
Wait a minute. This is the Western Division Manager of the Planters Peanut Company, Mr. Harry Guffey.
Well,
what
good for him. Good for him.
Now, what are you going to say?
Harry, Planters Peanut, the Wally Heaton. Take the microphone, George. I feel kind of sick. Take it, will
you? I think that will stop the one thing that we've been having trouble with, Shug wanting to do the commercials on the show. Say, George, how about that holiday pack that you were talking to us about last week? Is that a good deal for Christmas?
Why, is that a good deal, Lloyd? There's nothing better than Planters Holiday Pack to give your friends at Christmas.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
Yes, sir. Each of those Christmas packs contain 3 cans of Planters Nut Meats to make them 3-in-1 gifts for everybody in the family. So, friends, and you too, Mr. Guppy, this year spread Christmas cheer the Planters way. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts and delicious holiday nut meats, too.
By golly, George. That's exactly right. You know, you solved a lot of Christmas problems for me. Say, Frankie Messina, will you play our Lucky You anthem while I sit down and figure out my Christmas list right now?
I certainly will, Lloyd.
There you go,
our range boss, Frankie Tex Messina, shelling a few peanuts with his accordion. Say, Lloyd, do you have that wonderful gold deed letter handy, the one we all decided on this morning?
You bet I have, Ken, and I can't think of a better time to make our award than right now.
Well, neither can I. Friends, keep sending in your gold deed letters that tell us about a person you know who's gone out of his way to befriend someone. We're still awarding an acre of our Lucky You land every day to one of those wonderful persons you write in about. Who receives today's gold deed for their good deed, Lloyd?
Well, today's deed to an acre of Lucky You land goes to Mrs. Cecile Petersdorf. I hope I'm saying that right, of Junction City, Oregon. And the letter was written by her daughter, a Mrs. Melton. And here is what she has to say. Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I would like to tell you about my mother. She has helped a great many people who were ill and down. We lived in a sawmill camp for a good many years. It was about 25 miles over gravel roads to the nearest doctors. Whenever anyone needed help with an ill person, they always called on Mother. Many times she was called out in the middle of the night, mostly for children. One family credited her with saving the life of their infant son who had pneumonia. She has many, many friends, which comes from helping others. The doctor told her recently that she's on the verge of having tuberculosis. It'd make us very happy if you picked our mother for the receiver of a gold deed, and it would certainly surprise her. She is Cecile Petersdorf, Route 1, Junction City, Oregon. The letter is signed, yours truly, Mrs. L. Dean Welton.
Well, we all agreed Mrs. Petersdorf was certainly deserving of our gold deed for her many good deeds. And we know you folks do, too. And so to you, Mrs. Petersdorf, up there in Junction City, Oregon, along with your gold deed, we'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute, a song that we think will further express your daughter's love for you. Since Tommy Doss decided to stop being the untalkative son of the pioneers, he's been just a shade headstrong. In fact, we still have trouble at times getting him into a conversation. Of course, when it comes to singing, well, Tommy's no different than the rest of us. He'd rather sing than eat. So if you friends along the Lucky You would like to take a quick breather from whatever chores you're doing, just sit right down and listen as Tommy joins Lloyd and I in a great Bob Nolan song about an outlaw trying to team up with another outlaw, the Lobo Wolf.
Outlaw! Outlaw! From my side,
Tommy, I just love the way you sing that song.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Say, you know, we've sure been enjoying ourselves since we've been here in Hollywood. We've been here since yesterday, and things move quite a bit faster than they do down at the ranch.
Hey, Lord.
Hmm?
Speaking of the ranch, look who's walking in. It's Dink Swink from down at the crossroads.
Well, Shug, you are right. What's he doing in Hollywood? Hey, Dink,
know.
This is an unexpected surprise. How are you, anyhow?
I'm so tired I can't hardly walk, Fred. How are you?
Well, I'm Lloyd.
Oh, pardon me. I'm Dink.
Yeah, I know that. But what are you doing so far away from the ranch? Good to see you, Dink, but I was just wondering, now that you're up here, did you have any trouble finding us here in Hollywood?
Well, not anything you might call real serious.
Well, that's good.
Got off to kind of a poor start, though.
Oh?
There was one of them big semi-trucks stopped off at the crossroad.
Oh, one of those big trucks and trailers?
No, this is a truck.
Oh?
He lost the trailer down the road a few.
Oh, I see.
Nice driver.
Yeah?
His name was Fred.
Well, that's unusual.
Well, he said I could ride with him, so I did. That was yesterday morning.
Oh, then you must arrive in town yesterday evening.
By jings, I did. But it was a town in Arizona.
Oh.
He was going the wrong direction.
Well, that's too bad, Dick. What did you do this?
Well, I went to work and started walking. Should have done it in the first place. It's just like my daddy always told me. He said, keep your feet on the ground, Dink, and always pointed west. Someday you'll get there. That's what my daddy always said.
Yeah. Get word, Dink.
Jinx, he never did say. Then I finally arrived in Hollywood this morning. Nice little town. Had a mite of trouble finding out where you fellers is doing this radio business.
Well, how was that?
Everybody talks too funny around here.
Yeah.
Everything looks so funny, too. I was just meandering along a path looking for summers to eat. I think it was called Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah. Wilshire is quite a path, Dick.
Yeah. I asked one of them policemen callers named Fred.
New Fred.
Where to eat, and he pointed to a big brown hat and said, in there.
Oh?
Well, I told him I ain't never had out of a hat yet, and I ain't a-fixing to start in that.
That was the brown derby, Dick.
I don't care. So I meandered on down that path and turned up another one, and I finally come smack dab in front of this here place.
Oh?
Funny, too, it had ABC in big letters out in front. That sort of hit me as being silly for grown-ups. I learned my ABCs by the time I was 16.
That is the name of the network, Dick. ABC stands for the American Broadcasting Company.
I don't care. Then I run smack dab into the biggest nut I've ever seen in my life. A peanut right out in front.
Yeah?
And wearing a hat. Do you know what, Fred?
I'm Lloyd.
Lloyd? That peanut scared me halfway out of my galaxy. He up and spoke to me. He was polite, though, and told me right how to find you fellas. You know something?
No, what, Dave?
Sometimes I think peanuts are smarter than people.
Hey, Betty Taylor, have you got a song for us today?
I sure have, Lloyd.
Oh, what's the name of your song?
I Love You Because.
This is kind of sudden, but go right ahead, isn't it?
All right. I love you because you understand, dear. Every single thing I try to do. You're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you more. most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true.
That was a lovely song. You know, Betty, since you've moved out west and become a school teacher at our little district school down the road, I know that you've been very interested in the songs and folklore of the old west.
I certainly have, Lloyd. In fact, I've been reading up on it in the evening.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's really why Ken worked up a special song just for you, Betty. It's a word picture of a moonlight desert night entitled Silver on the Sage. Kenny?
Sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, doggies, and let me dream of the one gal I love. There's silver on the sage tonight. We've been on the trail all day. So lie down, doggies, and you dream too of a range far away. Of a range waiting for you, where the streams never go dry and the grass sparkles with dewdrops in the meadows of the sweet by and by. There's silver on the sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, doggies, and let me dream of the one I love, of the gal I love.
That was Ken Curtis singing Silver on the Sage. Mighty nice job.
Thank you, Ken. That was just beautiful.
Well, thank you, Betty. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Say, you know, we're going to have to be riding right along if we're going to get our thought in. Hugh, do you have an inspirational thought for the folks today?
Well, I sure do, Lloyd. In fact, I got the idea from a thing our sponsors use for the week of December 3rd. And while I'm thinking of it, you know, it's awful nice working for an outfit that sends mottos like this one to their employees. From my way of thinking, there's a lot of heart in an organization like that.
Well, you said a whole mouthful right then, and I know all the Lucky You gang feel as you do. What was the motto for that week?
Well, this is what they sent out. The reason a dog has so many friends is that his tail wags instead of his tongue. And you know, There's just nothing you can add to a motto like that.
No, you, there sure isn't anything that you can add. Say, pioneers, let's send the Planters folks on their way with an old rawhide western tune entitled Going Back to Texas.
Going back to my good old Texas, home where the men came along, baby, hush my song. Going back to Texas, home, 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 down by the sleepy Rio Grande, where the lonesome turtle dove is grieving, and the moon is shining on the sand. Going back where the longhorn cattle roam, 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 where your best friend is your bronco and your gun. And I know I'll never more be leaving Texas, oh, my rambling days are done. See them tumbling down, tumbling.
Well, sir, that old clock has pushed its way up to zero once again, which means it's time we quit visiting with you folks and got back to ranching again. It's been a real pleasure having Harry Guppy and the Planters folks down to visit us today. We sure hope you'll stop in again and say hello to us. So for now, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Frankie Messina, our pretty school teacher Betty Taylor, and all the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long until tomorrow. Until tomorrow, then, be lucky, you. America's Gold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.